For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. From Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, let's hear from former police officer Howard Wooldridge, who is traveling across these United States on horseback.
As you travel across America, you run into the print media, I'm sure TV and radio reporters as well. What kind of questions are they asking?
They're asking good questions, Dean. They're asking questions like, would this lead to an increase in addiction? How would you sell drugs legally? How would you package it? Who would be responsible for it? What problems would you foresee in terms of would there still be any drug dealers left over? Would this completely eliminate the possibility our kids could get it? Really good questions.
And what kind of responses are you giving them?
Giving them the truth. I'm telling them that we will not be able to keep all drugs away from kids. As today they get cigarettes and alcohol and also marijuana, cocaine, and anything they want. That is going to happen in the future, although I do believe we'll have a better success in making it harder when we concentrate on those teenagers as opposed to running after Willie Nelson, Rush Limbaugh. When we stop chasing the adults, we can do a better job of keeping drugs away from the kids. One of the main questions here in Colorado Springs has been, what about the immorality of taking these drugs? And my response has been, I'm not qualified to answer questions of morality. Those questions are best left for your minister, your priest, your rabbi, your religious advisor. If he or she advises you to not take these drugs, then please don't take them. However, I am certain it is immoral for this society to put someone in prison because they chose heroin instead of whiskey. I'm sure that is immoral.
A lot of folks have come out, police officers and associations, saying that tangentially 80 to 90% of the people in prison are there because of the drug war. Your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, that's been true across the nation, Dean, as I've talked to law enforcement professionals. Here in Colorado Springs, the chief here, Velez, told me the other day in an interview that 70% of all crime in Colorado Springs is caused by drug prohibition. Just imagine a tremendous reduction in crime if we got rid of this drug war. It's been consistent over 30 years that at least 75% of felony crime is touching the drug war. And we know from the Swiss experience that we could have a tremendous reduction in that crime rate if we would legalize, regulate, and control these drugs by the government as opposed to having drug dealers and criminals control them. Well, last time I left you from the foothills of of Taos, New Mexico, I spent a good week here in signing off from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and on to Denver.
Cops say legalize all drugs. Find out why. Leap.cc. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.